Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah so that the Mishnah will have better context. Number one, biblically, according to Torah law, the only way that a Yevama becomes fully married to a Yavam is with Bia, with intimacy. The Chacham, the rabbis, instituted that even before they have intimacy, rabbinically, he has to do a Kedushin, which is the ordinary way of marrying a woman. He has to give her kesef, he has to give her money, put a ring on her finger, that's called mamar, and that mamar is only a partial acquisition. That means until they're fully intimate with one another, biblically they're not considered acquired one to the other. Introduction number two, a yavama does not become pater from her yibum to be permitted to everybody unless she has chalitza. And let's say he gave her a get. So again, there biblically, the get may not be anything, but the rabbis, the rabbanim, came along and they said that the get works l'chumra. That means to say we accept the stringencies of a man who gave a woman a get. Therefore, he can no longer do yibum to her. The tzara, the co-wife, is prohibited on him and the brothers. He's prohibited in her relatives, just like a grusha, relatives of a grusha of a divorcee. And she can no longer marry a kohen. She's considered like a divorcee, according to halacha. But nevertheless, she still can't get married to somebody until she actually has chalitza. Introduction number three, if a yavam does mamar on his yavama, that means to say that the brother of the deceased says harayat mekudeshes to his yavama, to his the widow of his brother, and he doesn't want to do yibum, then he has to give her a get, and he also has to give her a chalitza. The get takes away the mamar, the fact that he said harayat mekudeshes and put a ring on her finger, and the chalitza takes away the connection, the obligation to do yibum. With these introductions, let's see the Mishnah. Rambam Gamliel says, "Ein get achar get." What does that mean? To say there's no get after get. How would the practical application of this be? If, let's say, a fellow has two women that fall to him to Yibum, so his brother was married to two women, so let's just say their names are Leah and Chana. He gives a get to Leah, and then he gives a get to Chana. Then the get that he gives to Chana is not considered a get whatsoever. He's not prohibited in her relatives, because as soon as he gives the get to Leah, so then the zika, the connection, goes off, like we explained in our introduction to the Mishnah. Similarly, if you have two yavamim, two brothers, and one yavama falls to both of those, and each one gives her a get, the second person's get is nothing. He's permitted in all of her relatives. It doesn't mean anything. Says the Mishnah, v'loy mamar achar mamar. Similarly, if let's say you have a yavam who did mamar to two yavamis, one and then he did to the other, so his brother's married to two women, they fault him and he does mamar to both of them. Or the other way around, there's two brothers who now have one woman that fall to them and they both do mamar, one and then the next. So the mamar after mamar doesn't do anything. Similarly, if let's say a yavam has two women that fall to him and he has intimacy with one and then with the other, what he had with the second one is not considered anything whatsoever. It's just a be'ilas nus. It's as if they committed an inappropriate relation. She doesn't need a get. She's not prohibited in his relatives. He's not prohibited in her relatives, etc., etc. For the chalitza, chalitza. Again, if you have a yavam who has two women that fall to him from his brother, and he does chalitza to both of them, or you have two yavamim, two women that were done chalitza by one brother, the second chalitza is nothing whatsoever. They're kasher to kahuna, and he could marry all the relatives. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. The Chacham disagree, and they say, Yesh get achar get. Since the get does not totally sever the zika, the connection between the yavam and the yavama, because she still needs chalitza in order to permit her to marry somebody else, therefore, the second get also is considered a get, and therefore he would be prohibited in her relatives. The Yesh mamar achar mamar. Since mamar does not fully acquire, if he puts a ring on her finger and says a rat mekudeshes, it's not considered a complete kinyan. Therefore, even the second mamar is considered mamar, and she needs a get, and he would also be prohibited in the relatives of the second woman. Say the Chachamim, we do agree, we would say that after Bila, once he's intimate with one of them, or one of the brothers is intimate with one of them, or let's say he gives chalitza to one, or chalitza is done by one of the brothers, since the Bia is considered a complete kinyan, a complete acquisition. The chalitza is considered a complete severance. So anything that happens after that is not considered anything, and it has no effect and impact, and not prohibited in the relatives, etc., etc. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.